again, you're listening to The Nightlight here on 90.3 The Core. And I think we've worn Chasm out. He's been playing lots of music. He's been talking. And we're going to wind it down now.
Okay. Thank you for having me, by the way.
Oh, my total pleasure. This has been like the thrill of my lifetime.
Aw.
All right. There's been some questions that are coming through. So the first question is, if you're working on any new music now that's almost completed?
I am working on new music. Nothing is almost completed, but there's a lot of stuff that will be completed in the very near future.
What's the process? Do you come up with an idea and do you write it on napkins and whatever and then bring it home and get ideas? I just wondered what the process is.
Usually, most of the time, if I can break away from like answering emails and you know going on the internet for this, that, or the other thing, and editing backstage pass videos, I'll just sit down and just write a little piece of music, and come up with an idea, and then I'll put it away. And then I'll do it again and again and again. And before you know it, I have like five or six ideas, little bits and pieces of music that I need to finish. And then I'll stop writing ideas and I'll concentrate on finishing what I have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's usually how that works.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I'm not a big... lyrics are really difficult for me to come up with because... For whatever reason, I'm not sure why, but lyrics are very, very hard to
write.
And
that so surprises me because your lyrics are really good.
I guess I kind of, you know, like I labor over them because it's so difficult to, I find it really, really difficult to tell an entire story in 3 minutes.
You know,
like I want to give every painful detail and songwriting is like, you got to write a book in 3 minutes. You know? And there has to be a beginning, a middle, and an end, and it's got to make sense, and it's got to be something that everybody says, yeah, oh, yeah, I felt that. I've thought that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And that's what makes a great song, you know?
Yeah.
It's really, it's tricky. It's a puzzle. It's a conundrum wrapped in a riddle.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, and then another person wants to know if you're working with Phil Thornalley on any music?
I always work with Phil Thornalley. As a matter of fact, Yellow Cab was a Phil Thornalley song. And there are a couple other songs on All Sides that are Phil Thornalley co-written by Phil. And there's a couple of songs on my MySpace page that's also co-written by Phil. There's a song called Summer's Gone that Phil wrote and I sang. And then there's another one that we are in the process of finishing right now called Endless Summer. There's something about Phil and summer songs. He lives in London, so it's no wonder he writes about
summer.
The summer all the time because it's never summer there.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, Sue. Didn't mean to insult you.
All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time. It was really nice being here.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's, Yeah, it's a possibility. You know, you might come back sometime.
I would love to come back.
Well,
I would love to.
My honor and privilege. Yeah. So thank you so
much.
Thank
you very, very much. I hope everybody enjoyed it, and I look forward to seeing you down the road.
Yeah, well, you play around here, I'll be there.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Well, thank you so again.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, so it was very nice of Chasm to come by today, and... I am going to cue up a song. We just got the Neil Young in the studio.